Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.
Take care. Bob, you got somebody else?
Or you can hang around, whatever.
You got another one?
The only other people I have are the Carolls, and it's vacant land. They did have two hotels, but they...
Where is it?
26 and 27.
There's several of them.
It's 26 through 30.
They're all vacant lots, most of them in one subdivision, Country Ridge or something.
Where's Country Ridge Estates?
It's over behind, I'm trying to remember. I've been over there. The topography's not really great. It's behind.
Oh, is it next to Stockdale Park, kind of around that area?
No.
Okay.
This is over behind some developed.
Okay, this is 26.
This is 26. It's off the Shepherd of the Hills Expressway.
No, he's talking about the Country Ridge Estates one.
Shepherd of the Hills, but I was talking about the Country Ridge Estates ones.
Okay, which ones?
So that's 27, 28, and 30.
Okay.
Those are Country Ridge. And 30.
Not 29. No, 29. And 30, yeah.
You have to go past some other, is it down Schaefer Road? I think it's down past like Boxcar Willys and all that, and you keep going out there.
There's Schaefer right here, going down here.
Yeah, so
okay.
You go past all the development apartments and extended stays on Schaefer, and you get out into the back, and
yeah.
Geography's not the greatest, but there's a lot of...
So what was there before? That you said, is this the property where they raised hotels, or no?
No, that's
no, but these were all vacant lots.
Residential.
This is a subdivision.
Yeah.
Where they just didn't go any further.
Okay, so this was there were houses right above here that are, some have been built in
right,
relatively recent time.
And
right
a paved
here.
Road,
okay.
Yeah. I don't think those other roads are paved going back in there.
They are not.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
they're not really improved.
The roads aren't in. It's not really improved. And
is this one where you're asking for classification to what?
No. I'm not asking for a change in classification on these. These are, I could ask for a change in classification to agricultural, but they're not being used for farming. They're basically hillside lots that... they haven't been, the improvements haven't been put in that need to be put in to even build on them. But the lot.
Are there any utilities to them? Do you know?
I don't believe there are to the actual lots, but I'm not going to say that because I don't know.
And
I'm not sure. And these were all purchased from Great Southern Bank, I think you'll see in your paperwork. So.
Populated land values in that area, and this one here's value is set at $94,000. This one here's
$51,198. So he's got the three strips right down below there. See there, and then to the right of that one, and then to the right of that. There's two long strips next to it. Those are the ones.
Left.
No. No, they're
more value if you go this way. The topography.
See, the one that you've got it on, Wesley, then you go to the right of that. There's a long strip, and you click on that.
To the other side?
Yes,
to
the right of it. I'm guessing.
Right.
Right next to that, where the paved roads are. Right?
We're talking about this one, and this one.
Oh.
That's
okay.
Your,
I see what you're saying.
Okay. They own all three of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd
have to.
I can't imagine that sewers running down there. Maybe on that higher road, but then you'd have to tap it in.
This one's 42.3.
So I believe this one is 8. Is it 8 or 9.42 acres? And then.
And then we can show here, too, what the lot prices are on those. And you can see. And of course, those are all being
What street is that?
It's off of Schaefer Drive. You have to go past all of the development to get there. And
now on the west side of Branson.
It's
just off 376.
Off of Green Mountain Road.
I know where we're at.
And you go past Boxcar Willie's and Holiday Terrace, and you just keep going. The pavement stops, and you get to
Polar Bear Inn. So
I don't know the name of those hotels, but I know where this subdivision is. I just want to make 100% sure. Gotcha. So these were all segmented out as lots down below, and so the current valuation on the 8 acres, which is all three of those parcels?
No, just one of the parcels.
So the first parcel, what are you requesting?
I don't know which one the first parcel is.
BOE number 26, ending in 005.
We haven't even looked at that one yet.
Oh, okay.
Here's 27.
Okay.
That's 27.
If you look on your computer screens, there's a sales
28,
letter.
29, is that what they are?
27, 28, and 29.
Okay, so they basically have a
Wesley,
94, 79, and 45.
If you go to the cloud on the folder for this, I think there's a sales letter in there for it.
I haven't seen it, but I'm sure there is.
26.
On 27, I thought.
This has a sales. You don't see anything.
I know on one of these properties there's a sales letter, so.
Connection is really slow.
Let me see which one it is so we can get a clue what he did. There you go. Now, which parcel was that for?
That's the one that's. That's 29.
Yeah, that's not part of this group.
I mean, I can zoom it out.
No, it's on. I got two. I mean, I just.
Yeah. What's the one that's for $45,000?
It says 2422 Shipper of the Hills Expressway.
That's possibly their address.
Oh, okay.
That's their mailing address, not
29 is Peaceful Drive, which is.
I just want to make sure we're right on the right parcel with the sales letter.
Right area, maybe?
It looks like you're talking about the three pieces. It would be 27, 28, and 29.
This one here.
That's 29, should be.
Now, as you know, we've not done land, so whatever you guys.
Well, what's the.
Because you can see.
What is the basis that you valued these at, or did you have. You haven't valued them, these were here before you. Okay, so you haven't done anything with this.
No, and when you look next to it at the lots, can you see across the street from the houses? That shows you what the lots are over there. But, of course, these other people don't have a street. We don't know if it's improved. We know those other lots should be because they're across from other houses. But.
And the topography does change. It does go downhill.
Yeah, I mean, I've been down that road. I didn't even know that it got
subdivided?
Like somewhere where a person could. I mean, we would love for homes to be built over there so we could.
Can you
something for people to live in.
Can you see anything on your side as to how these were valued in the first place? Do you have anything as to what they paid? Okay, so what's the basis of the?
We don't believe they're worth what they're appraised at. We wouldn't be able to sell them for that. In order to develop, there would have to be a lot of fill. There would have to be improvements made. Those lots are not worth what they're appraised at. And obviously, I didn't get an appraisal. I mean, I may at some point. And sure. I understand you're going more toward people having appraisals at this level now. I know when I was here. Almost no one had appraisals at the right. BOE level.
Well, one other thing we factor is, I mean, just even getting having a realtor do some type of broker price opinion on the general lots gives us some type of basis to go with. I mean, there hasn't been a significant jump on these. They've been pretty much the same for quite some time. Sometimes there's a significant jump that throws stuff.
If I could make a request, is there any way I could continue this one and provide you with some information and just have you guys make the decision?
Generally, that's how we work, but I don't know that we even have another day right now, do we?
It's up to you if y'all want to do another day.
And we don't, I guess. I mean, we have to get through these other ones before, assuming we get through all these other ones, we may not, but if we do... I mean, we could come back here for an hour on some day, I suppose.
We could. I mean, that's our job, and we could. We don't have 578 appeals this year, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's not until next year.
I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any thoughts as our realtor on the board as to the values?
Unless you can get some kind of evidence on this,
there's just no basis,
I think, that we have anything.
I hear you.
Help us help you.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I'm...
I will get something, or I will tell you that I didn't get something and you can deny me, but I will...
You can reach out to a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you have access to get some type of CMA, broker price opinion. It doesn't have to be a full-on appraisal on something like this, but that is something that we can use as a basis. I don't doubt that that's worth less than what this has on here.
Yes.
You know...
I understand.
So... I would say we can table this. We can do a brief meeting for whatever wrap-up that we might need.
I'll go get something for you.
Maybe next. What do you guys think about next Friday morning?
You're talking about the 29th?
29th.
Guys, I'm supposed to be on an online seminar, but...
Okay, well, let's do something different.
Well, I have to be over here for a court appearance at 1. Would maybe 11 o'clock that Friday work? That's the 29th.
That would work for me. How about you, Greg?
What day?
The 29th, the week
July
of the day.
July 29th.
Yeah,
brief wrap-up.
Or we could even do it at noon.
I mean, 11 works good for me.
However you guys want.
Unless...
I have a 1 o'clock.
I think we can get everything we need to be done within the hour.
29th at 11 o'clock.
7 o'clock. It'd be better in the morning than afternoon for me.
So 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock work?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I make a motion that we table this. BOE number, it'd be number 26. I'm presuming that 27, 28, and 29, and 30 are all part of the same deal.
Pretty much. There's some lots that aren't in the subdivision, but I'll provide evidence
you
deny me.
Make a motion that we table this until the 29th.
Because the assessor does have paperwork on the others.
It's the Friday, the 29th at 11 a.m. is what we're looking at, Wes, if that works.
Okay.
No. Here's the deal on those. This one,
Bob,
sure.
To clarify here, you have 5 properties, or 5 different BOE numbers here that you're asking to be tabled to that day.
Right.
Okay.
Let me show you what I have, what my evidence would be for you.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Did you include all 5 of those?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Correct.
Everything along here
all right.
is
and
$2.50.
We have a second.
Front, 50 cents back.
Did you
second?
Everybody except
all in favor?
Aye.
And this one.
Tabled.
And I know I think he got this from the bank too.
Yeah.
Take a 5-minute recess.
There, but he should be 250 and 50. So he might not come up so good since everyone else
just took a break.
All right. And then the other one.